We are in Siman Tov Mem Ches in Hilchas Pesach. We are about to complete Siv Gimel. We've been learning the halachas where if you sell your chametz before Pesach to a non-Jew, then after Pesach, if he sells it back to you, there is no problem of your having been over on Bal Yerah and Bal Yematzeh, and therefore after Pesach, you're allowed to use your chametz. So the Mechaber here adds something. Avol maton al manas la'achzer lo mahani. To give it to a non-Jew before Pesach as a gift, with the condition that he returns it after Pesach, that doesn't work. The question is exactly why doesn't it work? And Kol HaTorah Kula, we hold that Matana Manas L'Achzer does work. Why here is it different? So let's go through the various things that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. First of all, there is no chashash that let's say you sold your chametz. If you sell your chametz for a small amount of money, a symbolic amount of money, then there's still no chashash that after Pesach you can say, well, the whole thing really wasn't a sale because I sold it for so much less than it was really worth, because you knew that you were giving him a bargain. The halacha is that even though there's a halacha that if someone buys something of yours for a ridiculous price, we say that it was a mistake on your part and the whole mekach is bottle of the mafreya, we say it never took place. If you know exactly what you're doing and thought it through, say over here, the case is that you say it's worth it for you to sell it for a token amount of money just so that you shouldn't be over on the Isser, Bal Yerah, and Bal Yematzeh, so afterwards you cannot make the claim that you were cheated and that the sale did not take place. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here brings up another thing, and that is with regard to the kinyanim that we were discussing yesterday. We saw there that there was a question of how to sell it to a non-Jew, because according to Rashi, you need kesef. According to Rabbeinu Tam, kesef doesn't work. You need meshicha, you need hagbah or meshicha if it's too heavy. There were questions with regard to kinyan chatzer, kinyan agav, kinyan chalipin, those three kinyanim, which one may want to use alongside kesef if you don't hold like Rashi, because you're not handing over your chametz physically because there's too much. So the Mishnah Berurah adds a few kinyanim here. Number one, tkiyas kaf, a handshake. Another one, where there's a transfer of one pruta from your side, which seems to be a customary form of saying this is it. The other one is simply giving the key. There are all kinds of there are other minhagim. For example, putting a seal on it saying this now belongs to the non-Jew. Or you're selling him the room, and agav the karka, agav the room, along with it, you're makne it to him. And the karka you would sell with kesef or shtar. Even if it's a deposit. So we do all of these things. The Bir Halacha adds chalipin, which we saw before, as well as some say do whatever it is that legally in the laws of the country you're in, anything that works legally, try that also. The Masas Binyamin holds that works, whereas the Magen Avraham doesn't like the idea. So what we do is actually, if one wants to go and see what a Mechiras Chametz looks like when they actually sell it to the non-Jew, they try every possible kinyan that anyone could think of and find anywhere. Also, it's very important that they speak out that any one of these kinyanim should be good enough to work. Meaning, if the non-Jew is under the impression that all these kinyanim are doing it, and it turns out in halacha that they don't all work, so then it wouldn't take effect. So you've got to make it clear to him that any one of these kinyanim should do it if it could. What happens if you're living in a rented apartment? So you can't sell the apartment to a non-Jew and then have him own the chametz. What you could do is only rent it out to him. When you rent the apartment, what you're doing is for the sake of leaving his objects in it, and you don't say that it's for the sake of putting chametz into it bedavka. There is a minig of taking a down payment. That is, you take the first amount of money from the non-Jew. And what you do is you don't overcharge him, because there the non-Jew will claim that it was a mekach tolos. but you tell him, eventually I'm going to charge you what this chametz is really worth, and if you can, you can even give it an estimated price. And then what you tell him is, all right, I want a certain amount of money now, and then after Pesach, we'll complete payment. It is important that you mention, if you're selling the room and you're selling the chametz, how much money he's paying for the room and how much for the chametz. One should really even specify all the different kinds of chametz. What you could do is what we saw before, and that is you say that we will evaluate the accurate price at the end, after Pesach. Now, what happens in the case of Bidyeved where a Jew went ahead and bought chametz from a non-Jew before Pesach or over Pesach, and realizes now that he's stuck with chametz shavalav haPesach, but he didn't really make a kinyan. So if he gave money for it, according to Rashi it's his, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is the Ikar Adin, it's not. So after Pesach you could be makel and claim that this was not your chametz. However, if you actually lifted it or pulled it, since the Ikar Adin is like Rabbeinu Tam, we would say it's yours. Therefore we would not be able to be makel. It is chametz shavalav of a Pesach. It's also b'hanah. The Mishnah Berurah even claims that bizman hazeh, because it is common for people to do business in kesef alone, so even if all you did was pay him for it, we really have to be choshish that it was yours over Pesach. You were over on Bal Yerah Chalila, and then after Pesach it's also b'hanah. Now we get back to the actual halacha that the Mechaber added here, and that is the halacha matana manas lahachzir, that it doesn't work. The Mishnah Berurah says the same going for a mechira manas lahachzir. If you stipulate, I'm selling it to you, but you must return it to me. Now the question is, why doesn't this work? And kol haTorah kula matana manas lahachzir works. One reason is chumra the chametz, like all the other chumras we keep in chametz midrabanan, this one too. Another one is that there's a chash that he won't return it, and if he doesn't return it, then retroactively it was never him, and you're over on Bal Yerah. So you're putting yourself in a situation where it's a suffix that you may have been over on Bal Yerah. What happens, Bidyeved, you did a matana manas lahachzir, and he returns it after Pesach. So there's a machlokas achronim if you're over on Bal Yerah. Certainly, lechatchila, you're not allowed to do it. As far as this isser of doing it amanas la'achzir, Mr. Brewer brings a Reb Kiva Eger that really there is no authentic shash that he won't return it, and then you'll be over on Bal Yerah retroactively, because you could always say I accepted it as if you return it. Hareini kilu is kabalti, in which case he wouldn't have to return it after Pesach. In either case, we don't take a chance and give it or sell it to a non-Jew with the stipulation that he can return it after Pesach, that he has to return it after Pesach. What you do is you sell it stam, although it's understood that after Pesach he's probably not going to sell it to anybody else, only to you. But there should be nothing binding to that effect.